rather chaotic here. So many roads are still blocked by rubble on the road because many of the houses and the walls fell down. The main roads are now free since yesterday evening already, but the communication means are still rather weak, and we still have a lot of smaller earthquakes. So we had 60 smaller earthquakes after the main earthquake, which forces us to stay outside the houses. So we do not sleep in the houses, but in me personally, for example, I sleep in my garden, and there are many friends also who joined me who do not have a space. So we sleep outside under the rain, but at least we are safe there.
Can you characterize the situation regarding the cultural sites after the earthquake?
Yeah, the situation of the cultural sites in the Kathmandu Valley is absolutely dramatic. We have not yet finished with the evaluation of all the sites. So we have now an idea about the 7 World Heritage Sites in the Kathmandu Valley, where the worst destructions have the Durbar Square in Kathmandu, so the Royal Square there, where almost all temples are destroyed. We have almost the same situation at Pattan, Durbar Square. Let's say half of the temple are destroyed. And in Bhaktapur, also the situation is rather bad. So we would also say 50% of the monuments there are totally destroyed. On the site of Suryambu, where we had expected that an earthquake could trigger a landslide of the very steep slope, this landslide did not take place, and there were only some minor damages to some of the temples around the main stupa, but the main stupa is not damaged. And the same is the case for the big stupa of Baudanath, which is not damaged, only on the golden umbrella on the top of it. There is a fissure, but I think this is not major, and one of the smaller stupas seems to be damaged, but I don't have seen this myself yet. And in the Hindu temples, which is the main Hindu temple for Nepal, Pashupatinath, there are some cracks at the main temple, and apparently, but I haven't seen this myself yet, some of the surrounding temples are destroyed. We have also one good news that the World Heritage Site of Lumbini, which is the birthplace of Lord Buddha, there is absolutely no harm, no destruction there.
What type of assistance does the agency plan to give to the country in the next days?
Yeah, the first thing is still to continue our evaluation. You know that it is very difficult to get telephone connections, so we are lucky that we can speak now over the telephone. And also internet is absolutely unreliable, so I had for half of the day no internet connection today. So I'm going around with the bicycle and other experts also, and we try to meet, and then we exchange information. We have now decided to put all the information we have on the cultural sites together in a file which we will share, and then in the next days to finish. I am also in contact with our headquarters, so the World Heritage Fund has already pledged $75,000, which would be for first relief for the monuments, so for the evaluation of the detailed damage and what to set up a plan, what has to be done to consolidate these monuments. So this would be mainly for the World Heritage Monuments. Also, positive aspect of many temples, these stone sculptures and also the wooden beams, to what I have seen, are relatively intact, so not too much damage. So these parts can then be used for reconstruction. And also we have of all the World Heritage Site very detailed inventory, so we have detailed photographs and we have also drawings and measurements. So this will also help for a reconstruction.